anything with the right apertures. No matter how famished she may look, most vampires don't have much of a sex drive. There are exceptions, but I'm hoping I end up with an owner whose libido is as dead as the zombie hordes milling along the Blue City barricades. Then I won't have to worry about rape either. I'll be safe and fed and rested, maybe even happy. If anyone who is owned by another person can ever be happy. And then there's the possibility that I'll be too skinny to serve as a blood bag or a sex slave, and I'll just be tossed into some dark factory full of hissing steam and rusted metal, forced to work until the machinery chops off some essential body part, or I drop dead from exhaustion.
3, 2, 1, walk,
shouts the auction master from the stage. The woman in front of me moves ahead, and I follow, head down, focused on keeping the right amount of distance between us. I refuse to look to my right, where the buyers have congregated in what used to be a church sanctuary. All 38 of us parade across the stage, through the door on its far side, and back around until we're standing in our original spots again. Now that the buyers have gotten a look at the available merchandise, the sales can begin. The auction master begins to call names.
Henderson Mary.
The woman at the front of the line sucks in a sharp breath and walks forward to the white X taped to the stained crimson carpet. The pounding of my heart reverberates through my throat, through my ears. I swallow against it and try to breathe more deeply and regularly. I need to calm down. Calm down. It's what my boyfriend Heath used to tell me back before the gorging. Whenever the stress of my job as a third-grade teacher caught up to me and I started freaking out. Calm down, he'd say. I can't listen to you until you calm down. And I'd clench my fist and grit my teeth until they ached, forcing down the blazing panic that threatened to spew out of me. I felt like telling him, I can't calm down until you listen. But I never said those words. I just learned to shove my emotions deep, deep down, where they soured and curdled in my stomach. And then the gorging happened. I remember Heath's partially eaten body sprawled in the hall of our building, his head twitching toward me, jaws snapping, too damaged to be mobile. I ended him myself, partly out of mercy, and maybe also because I hated him, as much as I loved him.
Mars, Finley.
The sharp shout snaps me back to the present, to the slave market, to the smell of raw metal and sweaty bodies and despair. A long moment, and then I realize the announcer called for me. It's my turn. Move, stupid feet. Walk. I'm on the platform now, facing a mass of faces, all colors, all kinds. Many wear animal masks or hats pulled down low over their faces. Not everyone wants to be known as a black market buyer, especially not for the slave auction. Slavery is still frowned upon. But when it comes to blood sources and frontline labor, the government tends to look the other way rather than interfering. After all, the military is one of the biggest buyers of slaves, blood bags for their vampire soldiers. It's a shameful truth that everyone pretends not to realize, because it's too horrible to acknowledge that after this continent once ripped itself apart over slavery, we've allowed it to creep into our society again, not based on skin color this time. But does that really make it any better? The auctioneer looks up from his perusal of my papers.
This product is being sold by the Chardon Collective. She's a privately acquired unit with a clean identity register. O negative blood type, certified physical inspection papers, double assured blood test. Approved for military use, high quality blood source right here.
He taps my iron collar with a thick forefinger.
We'll start the bidding at 5,000.
As the audience members begin to bid, I try not to look at them. If I look, I'll start picking out who I want to buy me and who I really don't want as an owner. And with my luck, I'll be sold to the worst piece of scum in the teeming mass. So I look up.